This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Heavy rain continued to pound the northeastern states, disrupting road transport and train services. Torrential monsoon rains have claimed at least 27 lives across the northeast. Authorities have issued alerts across the region as more rains are expected. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday spoke to chief ministers of Assam, Manipur, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh and offered centres full support. Rescue teams including the NDRF, SDRF, fire services and local authorities are working round the clock to help those affected. Officials are on high alert and continuing efforts to reduce damage and deliver relief. Silchar in South Assam recorded 415.8 millimeter rainfall in 24 hours, breaking a more than 100 years record. Meanwhile, the Met Department has forecast rainfall along with thunderstorms and gusty winds over northwest India during the next 3 to 4 days, with peak activity expected today and tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with President of Asian Development Bank Masato Kanda in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, both sides shared perspectives on a wide range of issues. Mr. Kanda conveyed that ADB will direct $10 billion, including third-party capital over the next 5 years, into municipal infrastructure development, extending metro networks, building new regional rapid transit system corridors, and modernizing city services. Union Home Minister Amit Shah claimed that BJP is aiming to form the next government in West Bengal after 2026 assembly elections. Addressing a rally at the Netaji Indoor Stadium in Kolkata, Mr. Shah strongly criticized the state government and pointed to the post-poll violence, infrastructure, infiltration from across borders, corruption and a rise in crimes against women as signs of administrative failure.
ए महान बंग भूमि को आज घुसपैठ भ्रष्टाचार स्त्रियों पर अत्याचार अपराध बम धमाके और हिंदुओं के साथ दुराचार का केंद्र बनाकर रख दिया है यही बंगाल में चुनावी हिंसा जिसमें चुनाव के वक्त सैकड़ों भारतीय जनता पार्टी के कार्यकर्ताओं को मौत के घाट उतार दिया जाए.
The speech is seen as a start with the BJP's early campaign for 2026, particularly as the party intensifies its focus on regions like North Bengal, where it has seen past electoral gains. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that farming is the greatest strength of the country's economy. Addressing the National Commemorative Seminar on 60 years of Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay's Integral Humanism Lectures in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan highlighted the encouraging decline in rural poverty and the positive changes in the living standards of the people in the country. Mr. Chauhan said that India, as a nation, will move forward with a harmonious blend of cultural heritage and modernity. The International Crimes Tribunal, Bangladesh chapter, issued arrest warrants against former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asad-uz-Zaman Khan Kamal for alleged crimes against humanity during last year's mass uprising. A three-member ICT bench passed the order after accepting the charges against them, including against the former General of Police. The court ordered the authorities concerned to produce them before the court on June 16th and fix the same date for next hearing. In IPL Qualifier 2 match, chasing a victory target of 204 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Punjab Kings were 147 for 3 in 15 overs at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. And that's the end of this news.